this week on the Time Bat Show.
So yeah, I agree with you. Five or six dates in or whatever, sure. But like, if you're getting intimate earlier, you have to pop it in there somewhere. Yeah. You gotta be like, got a toe off, FYI.
Don't freak out.
Don't freak out, but one of my toes is not there. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 24. I'm your host, Timeasis.
And I am your host, Bat Snacks.
And, this is an exciting week for me, because the Nintendo Switch comes out tomorrow.
Yes, it does. Have you already pre-ordered it?
Yeah, I have it locked and loaded. I'm going midnight tonight and grabbing it.
Nice.
It's sold out everywhere, apparently. So, if you don't have it pre-ordered, you won't get it. And I did, so... Yeah, that sounds really snobby. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, you get to gloat because you took those extra steps and you've gone and pre-ordered one.
I did.
I have not pre-ordered one. I'm going to have to wait a couple weeks to get mine.
Yeah, it'll probably. I don't know when it'll go back in stock. It's weird. Game console launches are always strange because like sometimes they're always sold out the day of. Like that's generally always happens. No matter even if it's like not even a popular console, like they're always sold out the day of. But then it just varies on when do they get back in stock, you know?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it takes, like, remember when, like, PlayStation 2 launched? I don't know if you remember that when we were kids.
I do remember. It was months,
I think. It was months before that thing came back in stock. And it was the same with the Wii, the original Wii.
Didn't we get our PlayStation 2 the day of?
I did. I remember.
You did, and we went over your house.
No, okay. So, like, it launched in November... Okay. And I got it for Christmas, but I asked for it for Christmas, right?
Right.
And my mom was like, oh, you're not going to get it because there's, you know, everything is sold out already. You know what I mean? And then I think she got, like, lucky with some, like, someone canceled and she got lucky and got, like, a different one. So she surprised me for it, basically. But, yes, I got it not on launch day, but, like... For Christmas, and I think, yeah, I had one and you didn't, because...
Yeah, I remember we went over to your house and spent, like, an hour listening to the fans inside of the PlayStation 2.
Did we? I don't remember.
We didn't have, like, a game to play. We just had the console.
I don't remember that.
No, I have memories of us
at my
taking
house?
Turns. We were, like, fighting over who could listen to the fans.
At my house.
Yes.
Was it cool sounding?
They sounded like CPU fans, but it was cool to at the time.
At the time, yes. When we were 12 or whenever that happened, oh, it's my turn to listen to the fans.
It's my turn. Get off! You've been there long enough.
Get off! You've listened to the fans long enough. The PlayStation 2 had some impressive, like it was a pretty bulky. Well, you know, not for back in the day, but like in today's standards, it's a pretty big. Like, it was a big box, basically.
Yeah, it was heavy duty. It was bigger than the PS1, and it was really futuristic looking. It looks like a big, like, Star Trek Borg spaceship.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. Like, it was a very different design than the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Like, the PlayStation 1 is, like, round, like, gray, and, like, it was square, but it had, like, a lot of roundness to it.
Yeah.
And then the PlayStation 1, they're like black box with edges and sharpness and stuff. And you could like stand it up. Do you remember that? Everyone was really excited about that.
Yeah, you had to spend money on an extra stand so that you could stand
it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Remember, I didn't do that because I was afraid mine would fall over?
Yes.
But if I remember correctly, you, when you got one, you always had it stand it up.
I can't recall, but that sounds like something I would do, just to be contrarian.
No, I mean, it was just something that you did.
Yeah.
But I remember because whenever I would go over to your house, like, we shared video games, essentially, and be like,
yes.
we're playing this. I would be nervous to put it in because putting it in on the side was always really weird because you had to, like, fight with gravity because it's up, you know, it's vertical. So
yes.
The disc return is, like... not upside down. It's at a 90-degree angle, you know?
Yes.
It was weird. Anyway, good times. PlayStation 2.
Anyway, the Switch is coming out this Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow. I'm excited. Zelda's getting very good scores. So
yeah, after reading all of the positive feedback that Zelda's been getting, I regret not pre-ordering it.
Yeah, well, you'll also get it. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like, also hearing about all the cool indie games that it can play, like, right at the start.
Yeah, Binding of Isaac's, I think, tomorrow. And then I think Stardew Valley's coming soon. I don't know when exactly.
I think you linked me to an article that said it would be ready at launch.
I don't think it's ready at launch, but I think it's later this month. So it's soon. So maybe by the time you get one, it'll probably be ready. So yeah. That's cool.
I would probably spend $400 just for something I could play indie games on portably like that.
Yeah, it should be cool. We'll see. I'll let you know. Next week, I'll talk all about it because I'll have had it for a week.
Nice.
I'll be like, it's so good or it's so bad. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. You're not allowed to spoil anything.
I'm sure Zelda will be good. Oh, you mean about Zelda or about the hardware?
No, about Zelda.
Like,
yeah.
Spoil the hardware. Like, it's got a button on the backside. And you're like, spoilers, stop it. I want to know.
The controller is wireless.
It vibrates when the game has rumble features. Like, no, I don't want to know. Yeah, I won't spoil anything. Don't worry. So yeah, I'll have a bunch of things to talk about that on Thursday. But for now, I'm very excited and I'm getting it. And it has some tech issues, it seems like. But you know, I'm used to that with buying something day one. So we'll see what happens. So what else is going on with you? Any exciting news to share with the class this week?
Last weekend I watched the Oscars. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about the Oscars. We might as well. Like,
briefly.
I didn't watch it, but I followed along like on a blog or something, you know, while they were happening. So what are your thoughts on all that stuff?
I didn't I don't think I saw any of the movies that were nominated.
You really didn't?
I don't think so.
Wow, you're bad.
I didn't see La La Land. I didn't see Moonlight. White Hats. I didn't see Moonlight.
What's that?
The White Helmets, the documentary that won.
Oh, White Helmets, yeah.
Didn't see... I saw... What was the animal movie from Pixar?
Oh, Finding Dory.
No, the other one.
And Zootopia.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie. I'm glad that won.
Yeah.
And that was a really good movie.
So you saw a lot of the animated ones.
Yeah. I didn't see any of the big people ones.
What a populist moviegoer you are. Yeah. I saw the Pixar ones. I saw the Disney ones.
I wanted to see Arrival, but
Arrival
never did.
Was good.
All the other movies just weren't very interesting to me.
Well, I mean, a lot of times Oscar movies are like that, right? They're very drama focused.
I will go see the Mel Gibson movie just because I really like Mel Gibson.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, I think he's a really talented filmmaker,
good. Yeah, he's like a bad person, but he's like really good at being an actor, and he's like really good at movies.
Yeah. And I think that makes me like him more, that he's like bad, but he's really good at movies.
That's such a weird thing to say.
Like, I wouldn't like him as much if he wasn't just had if he hadn't said all that terrible.
He's like a
stuff.
Terrible human being, but he's like really good at making movies. Yeah. Like really good at it.
Like think about it. Who else can say? I mean, you know what he said.
No,
who
I
else
know.
Can say all that stuff and come back and win an Oscar? Like,
I mean, he didn't win an Oscar for Hacksaw Ridge. I don't think.
Are you sure it didn't win any?
I think it won something.
It must have won at least one.
I think it did. But, I mean, anyway, he won an Oscar for, like, not Best Picture, but he won, like, Best Director or something for, like, Apocalypto or something when that came out. He's won before. He's won Oscars before.
But then he had a moment in his life where things weren't going so well, and he came back, and I think I like him better that I know that he did all of that terrible stuff.
That's a controversial opinion. No, that's fine. I mean, I like Mel Gibson as a movie person.
I mean, I don't like him as the other person, but
I know.
It's interesting.
Funny. It's
interesting to me.
Yeah, I do want to see Hacksaw Ridge. It seems like, I don't know, sometimes I like more war movies, but sometimes I don't. Like, it really depends, you know?
Yes.
I don't know. Like, Saving Private Ryan I like a lot, but I don't really like, I don't know.
Apocalypse Now?
Apocalypse Now is good.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. It's hard to put my finger on. There's just a lot of war movies that go that come out, and then I see them on like TV, and I'm just like, meh. You know, I don't know. But Hacksaw Ridge is supposed to be good. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. Arrival's good. I'd recommend seeing that. I didn't like it as much as everyone else did. I'm not going to spoil it, but okay. When you see that, we should talk about it, because I could talk about that movie for a long time. Because I don't think it's as good as everyone says it is, and there's a really interesting reason why I don't think it's good as everyone says. So that's on your to-do list, is right. See Arrival.
I'll definitely see it.
And then so, oh, go ahead.
We also saw John Wick 2 recently.
Oh, yeah, we both saw that. That was good. I liked that a lot. How did you feel about it?
I really liked it.
Did you like it better than the first one?
I liked it as much as the first one.
I think I liked it a little more than the first one, and the reason was because I think I really liked the mythology building of John Wick 1, and they like kind of ratcheted that up even more for the second one.
Yeah.
So I really liked that a lot about it. The only thing I didn't really care for 2 is it kind of spent a lot of time like going over what happened in John Wick 1.
Yeah.
And so I would have appreciated if they're just like, no one cares. It's an action movie. Everyone who's seen John Wick 1 has seen John Wick 1.
They get it.
Yeah, let's just go. You know what I mean? But that being said, the beginning fight sequence bit was cool. But I thought like the first like 20 minutes of the movie were kind of unnecessary. Like once he got into like Rome, like the movie like,
yeah, that's when the movie starts.
Nonstop, like awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know, it's not doing well in reviews.
John Wick 2? I thought it was doing pretty well.
I heard some negative opinions about it.
I thought it was doing pretty well. I don't think it's reviewing as high as the first one, but I remember looking to see it's doing pretty well. There might have been some specific outlets that didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an action movie. A lot of reviewers don't like action
movies. Action movies.
You know, like, it's just an action movie. Like, well, it's a good action movie, though.
Yeah, but John Wick 2 is an excellent action movie.
The fight sequences were really good. The shooting was cool.
Yeah, I liked when he shoot the guys. I like when he shoots.
I liked when he shoots the people. I thought I think my favorite part, without spoiling too much, is when he gets back to New York, there's a specific montage that happens with him fighting a bunch of different people. And that's a really fun part of the movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
When some of the mythology is confirmed.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like, that's a really fun part
of it. That part was amazing. Like,
wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was really just a cool moment. He's, like, walking. And he's like, oh, shit. There's all these people after me now. And, you know, he has to, like, fight them. It's just fun. So, yeah, John Wick 2 is good. You should... If you're listening at home, go see John Wick 2. It's a good movie.
Yeah, see the first one, too, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think it's, like, it might be on, like, Amazon Prime or, like, I don't know, Netflix or something at this point, so.
I don't know if it's on Netflix. It might be on Amazon.
It's a no-brainer just to see it.
Yeah.
What else did I see recently? Oh, I saw the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, was that good?
It was good. It wasn't the best movie ever. Did you see the original one?
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as the
really old one? The old one?
No, the Lego movie. The original Lego movie. Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I think it came out a while ago.
It came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was good. It wasn't as good as the original Lego movie, but it was good. I think it was a little long for like an animated movie. Like, it was over 2 hours.
That's a lot of Lego movie.
It's a lot of Lego movie. Like, I liked it, but I felt like in the middle, they like went back and forth and all, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, this is an animated movie. Just get to like the funny bit. Like, this is kind of weird. Like, that's the thing that I felt was like kind of strange. Like, 2 hours is a long animated movie. Like, that's really long. That's like 30 minutes too long. That's like John Wick 2 is shorter than the Lego Batman movie. Like, there's something wrong when John Wick 2 is shorter than the Lego Batman movie. Like,
the previews of it looked really funny.
No, it's funny. Like, it's really funny. But, like, I feel like, I don't know, a lot of animated movies, and I have this problem with animated movies in general, they, like, don't know what to do with their story because they're trying to, like, have a story that, like, works with kids and then, like, is, like, works with adults, too.
Yeah.
So they're trying to tell, like, a story that has, like, I don't know, there's, like, character development and stuff, But since it's animated and kids aren't as intelligent as adults, they have to really hammer the themes like really hard into the kids' brains so they get what's happening.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Whereas in like a regular movie, you know in John Wick that like he got betrayed in the first movie based on like a 2 second like glance or something. Like you can just comprehend like what's going on. Yeah. Whereas in like an animated movie, they have to like talk for like 10 minutes explaining what's going on, and you're like, this is not, you know. I just have this issues with a lot of anime movies. They go back and forth a lot in the plot. And they're like, here's the conflict. Let me outline the exact conflict.
Okay, so here are the parties who are participating right, in the conflict. Exactly. This is why this person is in the conflict.
this is a bad guy. And then like the whole theme of the Lego Batman movie is Batman is like a loner, right? And he's supposed to like accept people as his family or like as like his partners to like help him, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And they like, that's not really a spoiler, that's just like the theme, you know, like he's a loner and he needs to accept help to like of his friends to like win the day, you know what I mean? It's like very animated, very common animated movie theme. But like they drive that home like 8 million, like it's like there's like 20 scenes dealing with that, just bringing that up again, and we're like, we get it. Batman doesn't like other people. Like, we get it. You know what I mean? So anyway, it was a good movie. It's really funny. It has a lot of fun, like Warner Brothers callbacks. Like they use a lot of DC and Warner Brothers callbacks, so it's fun to watch that. So there's a lot of like Easter eggs and stuff in the movie. So something worth seeing for that. Yeah.
I'll probably see that, too. It looked really funny.
And then the other movie I saw, this was a while ago. I don't know if you ever saw it, but Split is super good.
Split?
Yeah, we talked about that, like, a couple weeks ago. What Split, the Shyamalan movie?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you should.
Yeah, I will.
Super good. I don't know if it's still in theaters, but...
I don't think it is.
Well, see Split, because I want to talk to you about Split.
Okay.
It's super good. Okay, anything else we need to bring up? I'm trying to think.
I don't think I had anything else.
Okay. I don't think I had anything else either.
Okay. Ready to break into some Reddit questions?
So ready. We should go. Do we have any weird news stories today?
Oh, no. I do have a good weird news story that I
didn't bring any because I was lazy today.
So it's not a super great one, but the headline is pretty funny.
It's okay.
So the headline reads, in new territory, good froggy dads go cannibal.
Good froggy dads.
Good froggy dads.
What's a good froggy dad?
So apparently, in where is this at?
Sounds like a band name or something. Good froggy dads.
Well, it says they're poison frogs. I don't know where they are, but in the environment that they're
pretend
in,
it's in Brazil.
It's in the Amazon somewhere, probably. Yeah. Apparently, a good froggy dad will go around and eat other froggy dad's eggs so that his offspring have a better chance of succeeding.
Whoa, that's dark.
Yeah, it is really dark.
So basically what you're telling me is a parent goes around and murders someone else's children so that his children has more chance of succeeding in the wild.
Yes.
Wow, Mother Nature is cruel, man.
Yeah, I mean...
that's something. You know what would be really... so he eats the eggs?
Yes, he eats them.
You know what would be really cruel? If he, like, got the eggs and then, like, fed it to his young.
That would be terrible. Like, he ate them all and then he, like, vomited them.
Regurgitates them up to, like, his young. And they're like, baby frog eggs.
Yeah, here, baby frogs. Eat these other baby frogs.
For strength, like, they get more strong because like, the baby frog eggs contain all the nutrients a growing frog needs.
Yes.
So it's, like, super good. Like,
yeah, they acquire their spirit energy, too.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
They consume their soul.
Yes.
Do frogs have souls?
I don't know.
In your opinion, you think?
Sure.
Really? You think frogs have souls?
I mean, why not?
I mean, that's fine. Where's the line of demarcation for animals having souls? Like, what animals does it... do you have to draw the line? You're like, nope.
Sorry. You're just...
you're just a cockroach.
Yeah. No, I was about to say that.
You were about to say you think it's cockroach?
Yeah, let's draw the line there.
So, like, everything above cockroach has
maybe
a soul.
Mosquitoes. No, well, no, I don't
mosquitoes
like
is lower than a cockroach.
Yeah. We can draw the line at
the line is arbitrary, but I think, like, cockroach basically is like every bug is soulless, right?
Maybe some bugs can have souls, maybe. Like praying mantises, they're pretty cool.
That's so honest. Just because you like praying mantises.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your argument? It's like, well, praying mantises are cool.
For therefore, one, they're pretty colors. They therefore, can fly.
They have a soul.
They sort of do martial arts.
They don't really, though. They don't, though.
They do they, more than a cockroach does.
They don't. I mean, yes, that's true. They have a martial arts style named after them. That's basically it.
Yes.
That you're counts. You just like that. You just say that because you like praying mantises.
Yes, that is the truth.
So, like, would a grasshopper have a soul? Because they're, like, kind of cool, like, praying mantises.
Yeah, they're good.
Right?
You know, in James and the Giant Peach, the grasshopper kind of plays really his leg smart. Like a violin.
Yeah.
He has a top hat and a monocle. That's how you know he's smart, the monocle.
And he has, like, a British accent. He's like, hello, James.
He's like all of the smart stereotypes crammed into a grasshopper.
And his legs, like, are a violin, so he, like, plays that. And he's like, he's like plays, like, Mozart on his violin legs. It's like, hello, James. I'm
the grasshopper. The grasshopper. I don't remember his name.
There's no cockroach.
I think there's because they don't have souls. That's why they're not
right. So those are the bugs that have souls, the ones that are in James the Giant Peach.
Yes.
Right. So like ladybug, spider. Yes. You think spiders?
Yeah for sure.
They're smart, right? So it's the James and the Giant Peach soul test.
Yes.
Basically, everything that's in James the Giant Peach is a souled animal. So you got the grasshopper, the ladybug. Spider. What else is them?
There. I don't remember the other bugs that were.
Oh, there's a worm though.
I don't know about this test anymore.
Maybe this doesn't work. Remember, there was a worm.
No, the worms don't.
Do you remember the worm was like? He was like a British worm.
Wasn't but he really was, happy?
Yeah,
he
but
was
he was
a happy
like
worm.
He had, like, a Liverpool accent or something. Like, he sounded like a Beatle. Like, he was like, hello, James.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm an earthworm. Whatever. Do you remember that?
No, I have memories of that movie. I watched it a lot when I was a kid.
I got it. I have a gif of all the animals here. We have the spider, the ladybug, the worm, the grasshopper, and the centipede. Remember,
centipedes can have a soul.
Remember this? The centipede was my favorite character in that because he was like he was like a blue collar guy.
Yeah, he was like the brave one. Yeah,
he was like, "Hey, James, I'm the centipede."
You remember when they cigar. When they got the peach juice, he put his in like a beer mug, and it was totally like. Like, it was meant to be a beer that he was drinking.
He was like, this is some good peach juice, James. Yeah. Yum. And then, like, he battled the pirates. Oh, yeah. James and the Giant Peach. That was a good good book and a good film.
Good, weird book and movie.
Mm-hmm. So, everything but the worm.
Yeah, everything. That was the worst character, anyway.
He was like, I'm pretty sure he was like a British, like working class accent. He's like, hello, James. I'm just the lowly earthworm or something. Anyway, so what the hell? How do we start talking about James? Oh, the animal soul thing. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. So anyway, frogs are eating other frog babies and in an effort to.
Well, good for them.
Good for
you know?
Them.
Like, what, you know, you got to do what you can as a parent. Right?
Yeah. No, yeah, can't hold it against them.
No.
They have their kids' best interests in mind.
That's true. That's more I could say about some parents.
Yeah.
Right? What do you want? Do you want to get into some questions now?
Sure, if you
Let's
want.
Open with a serious one. Well, not a serious one, but like a practical one. All right. Have you ever been in a job interview and you were asked what your greatest weakness is?
No.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? That's like a pretty common question.
It sounds like a job interview
What is
question.
Your greatest weakness? The question is, how do you answer that gracefully? And the answer is I do not know, and I thought you have an idea. What do you got?
I think it's good to be honest, but have a sense of humor about it.
So you're like, I suck.
To be like, I'm not qualified for this job.
And then you slap your leg. And
you're like, yeah, you slap your leg and point at him. I'm just not qualified. But I'm a fast learner.
I always say, okay, so I know that's like super cliche, but I always say that I'm a fast learner. And the problem with that phrase is everyone says that, but I actually am a fast learner. So like, yeah, I feel like everyone has stole my like one like...
But talent. Anyone who hears that, I mean, you have to imagine they're just like, oh, okay, yeah.
It's like, well, everyone says that, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm a fast learner. Like, yeah, everyone says they're a fast learner. I feel like everyone's stolen my, like, one thing that I have that I can actually be like, hey, I'm a fast learner. And, like, everyone says they're a fast. Even the earthworm that we interviewed says he's a fast learner.
Yeah. You need to be really, really serious with him. Be like, no, I'm really, you don't understand. I'm actually a fast learner. I'm not just saying
that. I don't think that would fly. They'd be like, whatever, yeah. Sure. So your answer is to be brutally honest, but have a sense of
humor. Not brutally. I mean, don't throw yourself under the bus, but...
I'm really bad, but I'm really fast to learn.
No, you could say, like, say you're bad at something that's, like, not even part of your job description.
I can't juggle.
Like, I'm not very good with Adobe InDesign. I just don't really get that program.
And they're like, you don't use that here. And you're like, oh, okay.
Well, that's awesome.
Next question. or something like completely... Oh, go ahead. What were you
gonna say? I was going to say, there's a scene in The Office where an interviewee is asked this question. His answer was eczema, and I really liked the answer.
What?
He says, what's your weakness? And he says, eczema. Like, that's a perfectly legitimate answer.
Yeah, that would be a good answer. Like, you just, like, list... If you have a medical condition or a disability, yeah. You just, like, say that. And then it would be too awkward of them to pry.
Yeah.
And then they'd move on to the next question. Like, that is, like, kind of a fail-safe.
You're like, I have tremors sometimes.
Or, like, I have scoliosis. Like, I really do. Like, they're like, okay, moving on. Or, like,
and enough
I have
about
a, I have a, like, I have a lazy eye or something. And they're like, okay. You know, I have chronic, I don't know. Chronic.
I have IBS.
Yeah, I have chronic irritable bowel syndrome. And yes. Like, all right, moving on. I have osteoporosis.
Oh, maybe you could say that you're a germaphobe and that you're afraid to use public restrooms.
I feel like they might not give you the job then, though.
Yeah, I might think that you were weird if you said that.
Well, it's not weird. It's just like. I don't think that, first of all, they can't legally discriminate based on that.
Can't
but,
they? I mean, that's not race, religion.
That's, no. Well,
like,
no.
I think you can discriminate based on bathroom bathroom practices.
So if you were like, I'm too cleanly, they're like, nope, not hired.
Yeah.
They could do that. Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say. But like, let's say they're not allowed to legally discriminate against you for that. Practically, they still can.
Yeah.
Right? They could be like, we're not hiring him because he is weird in the bathroom. But in reality, like, they put down he wasn't a good fit or something. You know?
Yeah.
But no, I do think that is a decent... I don't know if I would recommend people going out and being like, I have eczema as their, like, biggest weakness, but I don't know. That's an interesting idea because it kind of bypasses the question.
Yeah, but they might, like, think that you're avoiding it, that you have something to hide if you say that.
That's true. The annoying answer is like, I'm too passionate about my work.
Ugh,
like,
oh, no.
God. That's gross. The worst. But, like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I get why people use that, because, like, I don't know what else to say. You know? Like,
I wouldn't say that.
I'd be like, pass. I don't want to answer this question.
I think my honest answer would be, I have a hard time not speaking my opinion.
not speaking your opinion?
Yeah, like I compulsively tell the truth. You're
vocal about, yeah.
Yeah.
Which could be...
Which I mean, could that's be bad in the wrong situation.
That's a good answer because it's like, in some circumstances it's good, and in some circumstances it's bad. Mm-hmm. So like, that's not really a, like an obvious negative. That's like, okay, this could get annoying, but it's probably good in the long run, I guess.
It's like respectable maybe somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that same kind of...
I mean, I have the exact opposite. I'm really good at holding my tongue, but it's a good answer.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, you have one for me?
Ready for another question?
Go.
Okay. What is the worst name you could possibly give a child?
I feel like we had this one last week.
No, we didn't. I mean, have we this didn't one really. Last week.
Okay, boy's name. Are we talking about like real names or something I can make up? Because I can make up something really bad.
But, I mean, like, I don't think we should go to make up just because the things we would make up would not be safe for this
ham podcast. Sandwich is the boy's name. No, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the worst name.
Tucker?
Yeah, that is a weird name.
Tucker's no good.
Tucker. That sounds like a last name.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Tucker?
Yeah.
It's more of a last name. I can't think of anything. Anything that starts with a B that ends that has a G in it. Like Bilgrim.
Bilgrim. Bogan. Boggle.
Bogan. Yes, Bogan. That's the worst name. Bogan. I think that is a slang for something in Australia.
A Bogan?
I think so.
It sounds like Australian slang.
Doesn't it? Hey, Bogan, get out of here.
Hey, Bogan, how you doing?
It is. It is an Australian thing.
What does it mean?
It's like basically white trash just for Australia.
Oh. Yeah, that would be a bad name then.
Hey, Bogan. Get over here, you Bogan.
Yeah, you Bogan.
Oh. I hope none of our listeners are from Australia because we kind of go off on Australia tangents every time. For a girl, maybe... Like Marmalade or something.
Yeah, Marmalade would be awful.
I don't know, something that's like named after being sweet, but it's like not a real name.
Yeah. Oh, Cupcake like Marmalade. Cherry.
Yeah, Cupcake. Custard.
Okay, Custard.
Chocolate. I don't know.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
Who gets more pleasure out of petting a dog, the dog or the human?
Ooh, that's tough. I don't know, because I don't know what the dogs... This could go south real quick, this question. But I don't know, like, the pleasure sensors in a dog. So
I mean, I know what you mean. It sounds weird, but I know what you mean.
It does.
So the dog enjoys getting petted, right, though?
Yeah, I think
we know that much.
Yeah, I mean, they, like, they definitely... Don't hate it.
Yeah, they like they can. A lot of dogs will come up to you.
That's true. They're like looking for a pet.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I would say, I'd say it depends on the dog.
Yeah, probably.
And it depends on the state of the human that's petting the dog.
Yeah, I think it maybe also depends on the human. Obviously, if you're afraid of dogs, you won't get much pleasure out of petting one.
I like petting dogs, so same. I would say me. But at the same time, like, maybe this dog really likes to get pet, so I don't know. It's the dog. Okay, here's a... This is a morbid question, I'm sorry. What is the proper protocol after someone loses a round of Russian roulette?
All right, so first you say something like, oh, yikes.
Maybe you should make like a really bad joke about the person that just died.
Better luck next time.
That's it.
And then you go, oh, sorry, too soon. Then you gotta say that.
And then you clap and slap your knee. Yeah, you're like, ooh.
Slap your knee.
And then you take a drink, a shot of your whiskey or whatever, yeah. And a puff of your cigar, and then you're like, who's next?
you gotta clean up first, but I think the person making the joke wouldn't be the person cleaning. He's like the bartender man or someone.
No, the person making the joke is one of the players, I would think.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that won.
He's like the rich, like, not the rich guy. Yeah, he's like the, I don't know. I feel like it'd be one of, like, the American guy. That's the guy that yes. makes the jokes. Like, assuming this is, like, an international Russian roulette table, right? Yes.
Assuming this is a Western movie.
Yes. The, like, dumb American cowboy is the guy's yeah. like, oh, better luck next time.
Yeah, it's basically the dumb American cowboy, that guy from The Princess Bride, and then, like, an evil Russian.
A Russian guy, and then, like, one other person.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a smart, like, European, like, Western European professor, like, from, like, England or France or something like that.
Yeah, and then yeah, maybe... maybe like a Chinese general or something, like an honor.
Who's very like stern and like doesn't talk. Like yeah. he's very like stern faced.
Yeah,
you know, he's very soft spoken. Or he's not soft spoken. He's very
yeah.
Like he doesn't say much.
He uses his words wisely.
Yes, there you go. He's stoic. Yeah, this is the cast of the Russian roulette.
Yeah, so you got the American cowboy, the Sicilian. You've got the Russian guy.
The big Russian guy.
The Western European professor and the Chinese army general. And the American cowboy wins and he goes, oh, better luck next time.
But what... So, like, when everyone's dead except him, he's like, who, doggy, or something, that was yeah. fun, and then he just leaves, or something. Because in Russian roulette, don't you have, like, six bullet chamber, but you only load five, right? Or something like that, I think.
Oh, you only load one.
Oh, you only load one?
Did we accidentally pick six exactly?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, good work.
So that's an actual game of Russian roulette.
I think only one person survives Russian roulette. Or maybe I'm getting it confused and only one person dies of Russian. Maybe that. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I think you can play it either way. Different rule sets for different cultures.
If you're talking about true Russian roulette.
Yeah.
You know. But if you're talking about like Sicilian Russian roulette,
they load all five.
They load all.
But like, what if the first guy doesn't shoot the bullet?
Like, what do you mean?
The next the first guy pulls the trigger and it doesn't fire. And he's like, well, good luck, guys.
Have fun. And then he, like, passes it over. And then, like, the other guys are, like, looking at him like, oh, God. Well, and then he just, like, leaves. Like, well, that was fun. See you guys later. Yeah, you're right. Okay, it can't be five, because if the first one
really
doesn't...
It's really awkward for people.
They're like, well, now I could commit suicide. Yeah, that's Sicilian rules. That's like some bad... That's like bad rule of Russian roulette.
Yeah.
I think the real one is like, yeah, it's one bullet, and you just pass around.
Yeah.
And then I think if you do it to play, like, one person is, like, the winner of the whole group, like, everyone dies but one, what you do is when someone dies, you load another one bullet yeah, in again, and then you just go around.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we got the rules down. See, we just didn't have the whole rules of Russian roulette yeah. down.
We worked it out, though.
We did. I feel like when it would get to the cowboy, like, if there's only one person left, mm-hmm. he would, like... try to shoot the other person with the gun instead of himself.
No, here's what he does. He loads up another bullet for himself because he's a cowboy.
Ooh, like
he doesn't
secretly?
Care. Yeah. And he pulls it twice and then he uh-huh. aims it at like the Sicilian or someone and he shoots it and he gets it right.
When Whoa. Cool. How did he do that? Just dumb luck, right?
He's guided by Lady Luck or like Destiny or something.
He keeps like a Queen of Hearts in his pocket.
Yeah, he takes out the Queen of Hearts and throws it on the table, and that's supposed to mean like he knew or something.
No, he throws the Queen of Hearts and then he shoots through it.
Oh my God! It just keeps getting better.
Into the last guy. And then he drops a gun on the player on the table and's like, "Ooh, doggy!" And then he like leaves, takes like a shot of whiskey, and then he grabs all the money. I'm assuming they're betting.
Yeah.
And he takes off.
And he moseys out of the saloon.
And they don't ever see him again. So in this scenario, like there's no protocol. You just move on. You know.
Yeah.
someone dies, it's like, all right, leave them there. Playing. The butler will clean it up later or something.
Hey, Alfred. We got a 1094, Alfred.
I'm assuming there's like a butler in this situation. Yeah. Like the rich guy that's hosting the Russian roulette party.
Yeah.
Has like a butler. And maybe the butler, if like the host dies, the butler like is now like the butler of the winner or something. You know?
The guy hosting could just be like
he does it for fun.
An entrepreneur or something. He's like a Middle Eastern like genie guy or something.
He's an importer exporter.
We need to get all the stereotypes.
He's an importer exporter.
Yeah.
He sells spices.
It's terrible. It's perfect though.
This is like the most stereotyped game of
racist Russian roulette.
But he doesn't die, he just hosts the party.
Yeah.
And he takes like a cut of the bidding.
Yeah, he takes a cut of the winnings for hosting.
It's like an underground thing. Like his shop upstairs sells exotic spices. And then like downstairs is like the secret Russian roulette room.
Yeah.
Or if you got a group of like five or six people, you can play Russian roulette. Yeah.
He's also like a stolen art dealer.
On the side.
And all around all the people playing is like stolen artwork and stuff, of course.
And he's like, yeah, that's... See that Mona Lisa over there? That's the real one. The one in the Louvre.
That's fake.
I got the real one. I traded it for some allspice 3 years back or something. All right.
That was a good question.
Go ahead. You have one. Go ahead.
Yeah. King Arthur had to pull a sword out of a stone to become King of England. How do you become King of America?
That's a great question.
Other than reality TV.
should they be pulling something out of something else?
It should be kind of a symbolic gesture.
So does like it need to be a weapon out of something?
I think it would be a weapon. So
like a shotgun?
I was going to say a musket.
A musket. Okay, yeah. A musket out of... I don't know what it would be out of.
Pull a musket out of Old Faithful. Old Faithful. And it like releases the like spring.
Stuck in Old Faithful or something. That's good. I think we can get deeper, though.
Yeah.
You can pull... can pull a... Oh, God. I'm blanking. I need a good weapon.
It's not a musket.
Very American.
An American. You know, a revolver. They're all guns.
They are all guns. It could be like a Winchester rifle. Like, you know, 1887 or whatever. Like the gun that won the West or whatever. It can be like one of those. From like a bald eagle's nest.
And the eagles are super big or something. They're like chimeras or something.
They're mutant eagles. They have like lion legs or something, right? Is that what you're saying? They're chimeras. Yeah, and then you win America. That's actually how Columbus founded America right there.
It's depicted in the artwork that's in the national capital.
I don't know. I think it'd be a gun out of something.
Yeah, and that doesn't really work for pulling out of. Maybe you have to retrieve a gun from inside of a cave. There's like a series of trials.
Yeah, like what's the famous caverns in like Nevada or whatever? I don't remember what they're called. There's a series of caverns in the West.
Is that where Mount Rushmore is?
No, I don't remember. Anyway, there's like one of those famous caverns, and there's something down there. Oh, there'd be a treasure map involved, too.
Yeah.
You know, you have to like follow the treasure to find the secret item that claims America, makes you the king of America.
Yeah, the treasure kind of gives you clues, and you have to know America really well to get there somehow. Mm. It's like Robert Langdon. You've read those books, right?
Yes. It's like the next Dan Brown novel.
Yeah, this is the next Brown novel. Robert Langdon becomes the king of America.
This is also like National Treasure, though, isn't it? Yeah.
So in this movie, though, Nicolas Cage is playing Robert Langdon instead of Tom Hanks.
That makes sense. Yes. I mean, he had it coming, I think. You know? He's like a combination of both characters.
Yes.
Like his National Treasure guy and like the guy from Dante's Inferno. Or whatever. Dante. Whatever the hell thing is called.
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. Yeah. Yeah. And then he like finds a map. And he has to do like some stupid puzzle.
Yes.
And there's like a part where he has to like steal Benjamin Franklin's glasses to read something off the map.
They're hidden under the Lincoln Memorial somehow.
Yes. And then like there's like a statue of George Washington that he has to like, there's like an inscription on his like pinky toe that he has to like read. Yes. And then he has to like get the original Articles of Confederation and like burn them. And then, like, eat them. And then, like, after he passes the stool, something, like, comes out or something.
It's perfect. It sounds exactly like a Dan Brown novel.
Yeah, it's National Treasure 3. Or whatever. Written by Dan Brown. If you started dating someone and only had four toes, how long would you wait before telling them?
Not the first date.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. Just don't like start her out with like,
yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you. I got four toes.
And then at the same time, you don't want that to be a surprise,
right? Like a year later, like, oh, we got engaged. Oh, I have four toes.
Let's say that you lost it. That it's not like a physical deformity, just so that you maybe have a cool story to tell. Or it's a really lame story. Like you didn't lose it in a cool way.
Like got it caught in like a lawnmower.
In a file cabinet. No, a lawnmower is way too cool.
Is that cool? That doesn't sound cool.
It's a lot cooler than a file cabinet.
Or, I don't even know how the mechanics of getting your toe caught in a file cabinet would work. But
maybe
all right.
you were like trying to move one in your office and you dropped it on your toe and it just crushed it.
And your toe fell off?
No, but they had to amputate it.
Okay. Sure. So anyway, it's fine. You lost your phone, your toe in a horrific file cabinet accident. And then what happened?
And
then... and then how do you explain this? Like, what date? Date number what are we doing here?
Wait, at least a month, right?
A month?
I mean, it's not like, super pertinent.
Mm-hmm. So, like, by the way, how do you break it, though? By the way, I don't have a toe. I'm missing a toe.
So let's say it's a past job, when in the relationship do you usually start talking about past jobs? Like you're past talking about what you do right now in life.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to start talking about history. I would say,
it depends, obviously, but like a month, maybe you're like, you know, three or four dates in, maybe even five or six.
Yeah.
You know, at that point you start talking about like your past.
Yeah, you've talked enough about the present, you want to get to know them more.
Mm-hmm. So that's when you break the toe news to them.
Yeah.
But like, what if the problem with the toe though is like if you take your shoes off, they'll notice you don't have a toe.
Yeah.
Like so like if you're gonna go over to their house or vice versa, you kind of have to break the toe news to them earlier.
I don't know. I feel like socks off is not like within a month, is it?
Well, it depends. Like, I mean, think about the scenario that I'm thinking of here, right?
I know what you're saying.
Like, let's say you have a really good
Hitting it off.
You go back to one of your places.
Oh, and you haven't had time to get
your hot and heavy, and like you're like, by the way, I don't have a toe. By the way, I'm missing a pinky toe. Let's do this thing. Like, what? I mean, there's no good part of that where you could say the toe thing.
You can't really do that in a graceful way. So, just be like, I like to do it with my socks on.
I mean, that's fair, I guess.
It's weird.
It's weird, but that's fair.
When you say stuff like those, someone would assume the worst.
Yeah,
she or he would immediately be like, "Wow, they must have an insanely bad rash or something." Like,
oh yeah, or they're missing a toe or something terrible like that, you know. But I mean, honestly, missing a toe really isn't that weird. It's weird initially, but it's like, You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would be like, okay, whatever. It's
just yeah, a total. Like once that's out in the open, it's like whatever. Who cares? But it's the awkwardness of getting to the toe. That's the weird part. Like, when do you bring that up? Like, yeah. That's weird. So yeah, I agree with you. Five or six dates in or whatever, sure. But like, if you're getting intimate earlier, you have to pop it in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, got a toe off, FYI.
Don't freak out.
Don't freak out, but one of my toes is not there. Let's get this party started. And that's basically all you say. And if they question it, then you're just like, you'll see. Don't worry about it. Doesn't affect anything but that. Okay. Do you have another one for me? Otherwise, I have one for you.
If fruits and vegetables were illegal drugs, what would some of their street names be?
Were illegal drugs?
Yes.
Apple would be like the Red Crisp.
You got any Red Crisps? They can be green, though. Maybe green is like the higher quality.
That's like the higher end. Yeah. So, like, crisps is just apples, right? Yeah. But then you got the red ones, and then you got the green ones. And the green ones are, like, better in, like, pies and stuff, you know?
Like, yeah, so. And the reds are more, like, everyday snacking to get your fix.
Snacking, yeah, exactly. So the greens cost a little more.
Yeah.
But the greens are much better to, like, bake into brownies and stuff like that.
Not brownies, that's disgusting.
Well, I was making a pies. Marijuana reference. Yeah. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. No, you would use them in a pie. How about, like, watermelon?
Ooh.
You can't use the word melon.
It would be like, you got any big...
Big red.
But it's not even red,
though. But the good part is red.
Oh, so it's like big red. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Big red. Oh, that's good.
Got any...
big red.
Got any big red? How about a pineapple?
Like, I'm thinking of like the prickly parts.
I was thinking prickly pear. I need a prickly pear. I'm hurting real bad.
But that doesn't mean the pear. That means the pineapple.
Yeah.
So then, like, pineapple is the prickly pear, and then prickly pear is like pineapple. That's it's a drug name.
Yeah.
Something. That doesn't make any sense. No, the pineapple would be like like a pointy. I don't know, something. Maybe prickly pear is fine.
Prickly pear.
Just go with that. Why not? And then, like, a tomato. Because you said fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
A tomato would be, like, a red.
You can't just call it red, because red might be shorthand for apple.
Yeah. Red rose. No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Red.
Orbs.
Red rock.
Red rock. I like it.
Right?
They're not really hard.
They're round, though. That's
they look fine. Like rocks.
Drugs don't need to have, like, obvious names.
Yeah.
Okay. In which job would a person with three functional arms be the most useful? Go.
How about a professional gamer?
Professional gamer, but that problem is the controllers only are like, or like, you know, you can only do so much with the keyboard.
Yeah, that's right. They're kind of built for two appendages, not three.
I feel like your other arm would just get in the way, you know,
yeah.
In that situation. Like, you'd be sitting in the middle and be like, ah, my other arm's in the way. I wish I could cut it off. You know, it'd be really hard to do with three arms.
What?
Sleep.
Assuming the other arm comes out of your chest or something.
I know. Like, can you imagine how hard it would be to sleep with three arms? I have a difficulty going to sleep with two arms. Imagine how hard it would be sleeping with three.
You know. So you'd have to lay on your back, but your arm would like be on your face.
Or it'd be like flailing up in the air, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no scenario where it like just can rest somewhere.
Like, it would be sore every single day.
It would be awful, yeah. Like, you'd wake up and be like, damn it, my chest arms really hurt. You know?
That would be horrible.
And then maybe, I mean, you could sleep on your side, I guess. Not well. I mean, like,
that's so many arms though in one.
I know what you mean. It's like one too many arms resting on the side. But you're like, okay, so you're laying on your side, got your right arm. Let's say your right arm is up. Yeah. So you're laying on your left arm, basically. You're laying on your left shoulder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got your right arm kind of up, and then you got your middle arm that's kind of like
straight out.
Straight out. And then you got your right arm kind of resting on top of your middle arm, I guess.
Your left arm could be like down close to your side, but then it would fall asleep and be sore the next day. And
yeah, like you're not getting out of this with a fully functioning arm the next day, basically, as well.
You'd have to sleep in a sling.
Yeah, or something like that.
Like an astronaut bed.
Yeah. That would be so... Having three arms just doesn't sound fun.
No.
Like, I know, like, this question is like, oh, it'd be so cool to have three arms, you could do so many stuff. It would just get in the way all the time.
Yeah, like eating... Do you just like...
Like, what do you do?
You can't eat with three arms. That's just...
You'd have to be, like, at an angle or something.
You'd have to only use two and, like, lean to the side.
But what do you do with the third arm, though?
It's like, just one arm is by your side.
Okay, so, like...
You only use the middle arm and the right arm.
Or the middle and the left.
Yeah.
So you, like, put your shoulder towards the food.
Yes.
And then you got one arm hanging, and then you use your two arms.
Yes.
To, like, shovel food into your mouth like an animal. Because that's what you are if you have three arms, yes. I guess. Ugh. It would suck. Now that I think about it, it would really suck.
Yeah, I would hate that.
You'd bump into stuff all the time. You'd have to watch where you're going. Because, like, if your arm is, like, coming out of your chest, it doesn't have, like, a joint. Like your shoulder, you know, you can, like, retract your arm in a little.
Yeah.
If it's coming out of your chest, it's just dangling there. Like, there's nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah, imagine trying to cook something. Like, you would burn the crap out of your arm. Like,
and then you, like, knock over everything. Yeah. While you're, like, trying to, like... You, like, go to grab, like, some salt, and you're, like... And you knock everything over, like, on the table. You're like, whoops! Man, having three arms sucks. Okay, I know you have another one for me.
What is a skill that almost everyone... in our grandparents' generation had that almost none of us have today?
That's an interesting question.
So.
Go ahead, Ethan.
I don't really know a lot about kind of a wide, like the whole people as a mass in the world. Like, I don't really know what people lack.
We could just say America, though.
Yeah, but people sort of that I know, maybe cooking.
Yeah. I think that's true.
I don't think a lot of people really cook because there's not really a need to.
Yeah, you just... I mean, the thing is, like, you can go out to eat all the time now.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do that, you can go to the store and get frozen food, you know.
And it's not really that much more expensive to go out.
No, it's really not.
Grocery stores are really expensive.
Like, it's almost the same price to just buy, like, some really... cheap frozen meals at home and then just like put them in the microwave or you know, whatever.
If you factor in the time it takes to cook and the effort and all the cost of ingredients, and you know, if you buy like a container of cumin, you're only going to use a teaspoon of it and you're going to pay like $10 for the whole thing of it.
No, I mean, you're right. I barely ever cook.
I cook a lot, but that's because there's not really amazing places to eat around here.
But I know what you mean. Like, I don't know. There's not a need to do it anymore.
Yeah. You don't have to cook if you don't want to.
In the past, you kind of had to.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go out to eat if you wanted, but, like, that was, like, a special thing. Like, oh, maybe once a week.
Yeah.
On Friday or something, you know, on a date night or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there weren't that many places, and they would all be pretty expensive. But now you got, like, a place for everything and, like, every budget, you know? You can pay, like... 50 cents, or you can pay like $100, like anywhere in between, you know, basically.
And another thing that I thought of, sort of small talk. I don't think people are very good at that anymore.
I'm not good at it. Because that right now.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it. But I feel like people now, like before the internet, when you talk to someone about space, no one knew how space worked. So it would just be really wacky theories that you and the other person would have. Now everybody knows everything about space. So there's not really anything to talk about.
Really fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that topic that you want to small talk about, they already know it. Or if they don't know it, it means they don't want to know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they could have learned everything about it already.
Yeah.
That's actually a good point.
If they were interested in it, they would already know everything there is to know about it.
And if they're not interested, they don't know it. So bringing it up is basically pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why meeting people from the internet is really awkward, because chances are if you're meeting someone from a like similar online community, they already know everything that you do already. There's nothing for you to talk about. You're
talking about nothing.
Yeah.
Look, did you hear about the blog? And they're like, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Like, I go to that website. Of course, I'm
part of that community, too. Yeah. Like, duh. Like, you meet, like, a person on, like, a football thing or something.
Yeah.
And then you, like, talk about football, and they're like, yeah, I know. I watch the... I'm on the site, too. And they're like, oh, right. Yeah. Who's your favorite team? Oh, I know that already, too, because I've talked to you online.
Because my fantasy sports team is available on the website, and I've already read it.
Right. Yeah, that's... I don't know. That's hard. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to do trivia, or do you have a couple more questions?
I think we're good to go into trivia.
All right, let's do it. Oh, we should have, like, a... I was thinking of this. We should have, like, a musical thing that we play when we go into trivia. You know what I mean? Like, doo-doo-ba-doo, trivia time. You know what I mean? Like that.
Should we do it with our mouth?
Yeah, I thought you could do that with your
mouth. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, trivia time.
Oh, that was really good.
That was the Super Mario Brothers 3.
I know. I heard it. I'm going to like save that separately and use that
every single time. For
everything. Or you could try to recreate that every time.
I'll do a different Mario song next time. Stay
every episode.
Tune in next time for the
next Mario song that goes before trivia. So this week is trivia your turn. I think the score is 14 to 12, you, me.
Sure. I think we got off at some point, and that's the only reason I'm winning, but...
All right, well, that's fine. You know, since I'm the score master, then it's my fault. So your categories today are Australia, video games, and bird.
My three favorite things.
Which is, if you've been listening to the show, is pretty a pretty common... trivia. So your lifelines today are options are 5 second Google, 10 second Bing, 30 second Yahoo, 50/50, Monty Hall it, phone a friend, ask a rando, or rhyme time. What three of those would you like today?
So I'm gonna go for a 5 second Google search.
Ooh, you're getting real
getting spicy.
Yeah, getting spicy.
So 5 second Google, rhyme
putting some,
time.
Putting some mustard on it.
mayonnaise.
Anyway, go ahead.
5 second Google, rhyme time, and Monty Hall. All
right, 5 second Google. Good choices. Are you ready for your first question?
I am ready.
I was trying to do a thing, but it didn't work. Australia. Which one of these Australian mammals lays eggs? Is it A, the echidna? B, the bilby. C, the wombat. Or D, the wallaroo.
I only know what one of these animals is.
First of all, are you so happy that all these animals exist?
Because they're really good. Knuckles is an echidna.
He is an echidna, yeah.
That's the only one I know, and I don't know what a real... I don't know what a real echidna looks like.
You want me to repeat all of them again?
Yes.
Is it A, the echidna, B, the bilby, C, the wombat, or D, the wallaroo? All
right, I'm going to Monty Hall it.
All right, what do you want to lock in?
I'm going to say that the wombat does not lay eggs.
Okay, the wombat does not lay eggs. So you're locking in wombat, and then the other two... Wombat is going to stay, and then I'm going to eliminate two that aren't the wombat.
Yes.
So I'm eliminating the bilby and the wallaroo. So you have A, the echidna, or C, the wombat as your final choices.
I'll go with echidna, but I don't know if that's right.
Echidna is correct.
Wow. What is an echidna? What is
it? I don't know. It's probably like a hedgehog, right? It's got to be, because it's in Sonic, right?
I don't know.
Echidna. It looks like a weird... Whoa, that is not what Knuckles looks like. It's like a porcupine with like an anteater nose.
Oh.
Do you see it?
No, I didn't look it up.
It's really weird looking. You should Google it after the show. It's,
I don't want to right now because my keyboard will deafen everybody. But
it doesn't look anything like Knuckles. Let's just put it that way.
I'll take your word. Is it red?
No, okay. It's not red. It looks like a porcupine with a long nose. You know.
Yes.
It kind of looks like a hedgehog, I guess. Yeah, it kind of looks like a hedgehog, too. I mean, to be fair, Sonic doesn't really look like a hedgehog either. But anyway, speaking of Sonic, your next category is video games.
I am ready.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Name the educational Sonic game that released on the PC in 1996.
Okay.
Is it A, Sonic's Schoolhouse, B, Dr. Eggman's Mad Music Academy, C, Sonic and Friends Teach Typing, or D, Knuckles Tour of the World?
Oh boy, I don't know. So I'm going to use my 5-second Google.
All right.
All right.
Good luck. You want me to start the timer? All
right, do a countdown.
What do you mean? Oh, like you have... And then I start the timer?
Yes.
All right, hold on. I have to go into the beautiful Microsoft app and select the time I want and then hit save. All right, I got it, I think.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Your 5-second Google will begin in 3, 2, 1, Google. Time's up. That was really
yes. It got nothing.
Did you get anywhere?
Nothing. I got like advertisements for Flash games.
I mean, you can. To be fair, the web page you have, you can't scroll, but you can read it right now. Like you're free to read.
I read it. It's not there. Okay. I should have known better than to try Google on a Sonic question. Just because you had this problem last time.
See, the problem is Sonic is un-Googleable. Because there's so much false information about Sonic.
Yeah.
Because the fan base is so large and like weird. They keep just adding new information.
There is everything Sonic.
And nothing Sonic, yeah. Basically. Okay, everyone knows.
What were my choices again?
So name the educational Sonic game that released on the PC in 1996. Was it A, Sonic's Schoolhouse, B, Dr. Eggman's Mad Music Academy, C, Sonic and Friends Teach Typing, or D, Knuckles Tour of the World?
It could be any of these. I'm going to go with Sonic and Friends Teach Typing.
Uh-huh.
Apprehensively.
Do you have, like, do you want to give, like, a reasoning to the audience of why you're doing that one over the other?
I mean, I have reasons. For entertainment purposes. So I picked that one because I think Sonic would be in the title because Dr. Eggman and Knuckles are more obscure characters and they're trying to appeal to parents who might not know those characters.
That makes sense, yeah. That makes sense.
And between, what was the other Sonic
title? Sonic Schoolhouse.
Between Sonic Schoolhouse and Sonic and Friends Teach Typing, I don't know. Sonic and Friends Teaches Typing sounds like a more marketable name.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so that's your final answer?
Yes.
Sonic and Friends Teaches Typing is incorrect.
Oh, damn.
The correct answer was Sonic's Schoolhouse.
Yeah, they should have gone with Sonic and Friends Teaches Typing. That's a much better name.
Well, you know, you should email them.
Your game from 1996 and the worst name.
Let's Sega know. That they should do that or whatever. Okay, are you ready for the next answer?
I'm ready.
Next question. The next category is bird. How many eyelids do ducks have?
Oh, no.
Is it A, 1, B, 2, C, 3 or D 4?
Is this a question?
It's a question. It's a real question.
Is it just one? Are you just like messing with me?
Maybe. I don't know. You have to find out.
Okay. I'm going to go with rhyme time just to be safe, but I'm going to say that I think that it's one and that you're just messing with me.
I love how you can't tell.
I think you made this question up and you expected me to think like three or something.
Like I would like try to trick you or something.
Yeah. Like if you told me that ducks have three eyelids, I'd be like, oh wow, I didn't know that. Like that's neat.
That's great. Okay, so you're going with rhyme time?
Yes.
Right, it's going to give it away, but we'll do it. So your tentative answer before I rhyme is one.
Yeah.
Okay. Birds like eyelids when they sleep in the woods. They sleep under trees because they're trees.
It's not three. How do you have three eyelids? That doesn't even make any sense.
Is that your final
answer? Yeah, that's my final answer.
It's correct. They have three eyelids.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's true. Well, this random duck trivia PDF I found on the internet said
why are there three? So, it's like two more know. Than are necessary.
That's like a lot more. I don't know if it's actually true. But it was on I just Googled it. They do have three eyelids.
Damn.
The top and the bottom, as well as a third that is found on the side of the eye. Whoa. Mm-hmm. That acts like goggles.
But wouldn't they... I mean, crocodiles have two, and they get by just fine underwater.
So basically, ducks have like a shutter eyelid, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, but then they have another one, apparently, that slides in from the side.
And then they have another one.
That slides in from the other side. And then there's another one that comes off their head that, like, latches onto their eye. I mean, how many eyelids could an animal have?
Ducks are awesome.
What's the maximum eyelid?
I would have thought two. That would have been my answer.
I think four is the maximum I could see. Oh, see, I could see. That's the maximum I could see.
I see what you did. Yeah.
A top and a bottom, like a shutter. And then, like, two from the side that basically are another shutter, you know?
Okay.
So it's like blast doors.
Yeah, maybe one is a radiation shield. Maybe five.
Blast door kind of style eyelids, you know?
Yeah, on a different planet, and they're threatened by cosmic rays that would give them cancer so that they have multiple like shutter eyelids over their whole body.
Shutter eyelids, like the Martin Scorsese movie.
Yes.
Shutter Island. So that was my trivia. So you got
two.
You got one. Oh no, you got two. Because you got echidna and you got eyelid of the duck.
Yeah.
You missed Sonic.
I would have guessed the eyelid wrong, but thankfully.
Thankfully you did rhyme time, yes. So it's all good. Okay, do you have a final question that we can conclude with, or do you want to just end it here?
I don't have a final question. We used all of mine.
Well, I have one more that's kind of bad.
Let's just use it. I like to end on a question.
On a really bad one.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the Rate My Professor page, do you know that? Like, it's like a...
Yeah, I know that.
Rate review site for teachers. What would Professor X get? What rating would he get?
You know how on that site it says sometimes, like, they have, like, the carrot symbol for if it's a hot professor?
Yes.
he would have that.
Wait, for, like, attractive?
Yeah. It's like carrot or a pepper or something.
Oh, is that for attractiveness?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I thought that was just, like, oh, he's popular or something.
Oh, maybe it's not. Popular. Maybe I was, like, just assuming things. Maybe I've just embarrassed myself.
Maybe it is attractiveness. I always thought that whenever I see like a hot symbol, I always think, oh, this is like a hot topic or this is trending, you know what I mean? Like, this is a popular thing. But you're like, oh, they're attractive.
They must be attractive. I'm taking this class.
So you think Professor X would get that one?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
He's a handsome man.
He's bald, though.
Yeah, and he's in a wheelchair, but he's in a wheelchair. He's good looking.
Are we talking about...
It would say that bold? He's really, you know, he... How do you say, like, comforting? He's really understanding. Mm. He'll work with you.
We're talking about young Professor X here or old Professor X?
Old.
I think that's an important distinction to make.
Yeah, old. For sure, old is the caring one.
So we're talking about, like, Patrick Stewart.
Yes, we're talking about Patrick Stewart, Professor X.
Yeah, I could see that.
He wants you to succeed.
So he'd get really good reviews.
Yeah, he'd get amazing reviews. Young what Professor X would get really bad reviews.
He would have a hot symbol.
Yes, he would.
They'd be like, don't take his class. He's really mean.
But he's really attractive.
He uses really bad pickup lines on all the girls.
Yes.
About mutations and crap like that.
He likes to talk about mutants.
For some reason, he's really dumb. Because young Professor X didn't teach at X-Men Academy.
No.
He taught at, like, Harvard or wherever he went to school. Actually, it was in Britain, so wherever that is.
He was, like, a psychological Cambridge. Professor. Cambridge. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I'm Professor X.
Are you Professor X or are you the worm from... from James and the Giant Peach.
All my British accents sound the same. You know what I realized? Like Professor X, the name, like, it's cool when he's, like, an old guy. But as, like, a young guy, it just sounds douchey.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm Professor Charles Xavier, but you can just call me Professor X.
Yeah,
you know, and then you need to be everyone a rolls age their to, eyes.
To pull that off.
You know what I mean? Everyone rolls their eyes and, like, great, we got Professor X. Great. What a lame-o. Like, he sucks. And he, like, probably grades, like, really, like, harshly. Like, it's not on a curve. Like, or is it on a curve, but it's on, like, the bad kind? Like, everyone, like, the worst person gets a zero no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, really hard. And he pretends that he's really smart, but he's not, because he's a young professor.
It says on his page that he makes you call him Professor X. Like, I would like not, I would not take that person's
if
class.
If you call him Xavier, he'll be like, no, it's Professor X. Or sorry, in my British accent, no, it's Professor, I can't do it. It's Professor X. My British is really off. I can't do it on command like that. But yeah, so the moral story is young would be bad reviews, but he would have the hot symbol. And old would have good reviews, and yay or nay on the symbol, what are we going with?
I'd keep it. Patrick, I'm just thinking of Patrick Stewart, though.
So, old Professor X, that's like prime professor material.
Yeah.
It, like, checks all boxes that you'd want in a professor, really.
Yeah.
You know. And, I mean, if you're at the X-Men Academy, you're already probably having a good time, you know. Okay, well, I think that's all the questions I had. You want to close out the show? Why don't you do the sign-off this time, because I always do it.
All right, this has been episode 24 of the Time Bat Show. You can contact us at contact@timebatshow.com. And
or
we're on
you can tweet at us at timebatshow.
Yes.
Sorry, I wanted to get that in.
Yeah. And that has been episode 24 of the show. Thanks for listening.
I'm Tom Asis.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone. Oh, and do your little thing. You have, like, the sign phrase, the phrase.
Oh, when the eagles go dark.
There we go. It's time for the bats to come out. See, I did it good that time.
You did.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.